With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. This year, voters will decide who will become the next leader of Montana's education system. Current Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juno, a Democrat, has termed out of the position. The Democrats have fielded Helena grade school teacher Melissa Romano to run to succeed her. Romano sat down with Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter Corin Cates Carney.
Why do you think you should be the next Superintendent of Public Instruction?
As a Montanan, parent, a mother, an educator, I am dedicated to improving education and helping all children achieve at their highest levels. This is a race about children, students, and the strength of Montana's economy. And as someone who's dedicated to public education, I think it's important that we have a well-educated workforce.
And how is your experience as a fourth grade teacher going to translate to running the state's education system?
As an educator, I have spent the last decade or so becoming an expert on education, whether that is state and national committees I've served on, investing in various professional development or various awards I've received. I am clearly dedicated to the success of Montana students and teachers and have the energy and passion to do what's right for all Montanans.
And what are some of those things you want to do if you were elected?
So, you know, Montana currently has the highest graduation rates on record, and I definitely want to continue that upward trend. I am willing to fight for programs that and expand programs, fight for programs, create programs that are all about student success. Like I said, I'm dedicated to being on the side of students, whether that is getting our youngest and earliest learners on a path to success, whether it's connecting Montana teachers to other Montana teachers, or making sure that we have more students who are ready for college or career. That's what I am willing to fight for.
And what specifically are some of those programs? Like, do you have any ideas of how you would accomplish those goals?
The programs that I will be fighting for, like I said, education for our earliest learners and securing funding for them, sustainable funding. I think another thing I will be fighting for is funding for our aging schools in Montana. We have almost 70% of our schools that were built before 1970, and so that is becoming a problem in many communities. I am interested in fighting or creating programs around mentoring and teacher induction and looking at ways and avenues that we can connect teachers to teachers, because I really believe in relationships. In my own classroom, I know that having relationships with students is critical if I'm going to continue to reach, teach, and inspire them. And I believe the same is true with teachers.
Are there things under the current system that you might want to take a different direction with?
You know, that's a really hard question to answer right now, because, so much of that question comes down to funding. And I think that Denise, has done a great job fighting for funding. And I will, I definitely want to continue to do that and make sure that we have funding for our schools. In terms of changes, I think there are some things that she would have liked to see happen that haven't happened yet, one of them being education for our earliest and youngest learners. And that is something that I do want to tackle, knowing that I've got to fight for funding for that as well.
And are there strategies you would go about for fighting for that funding?
I don't know yet for sure. I don't know. I feel like I have some really strong mentors that I will be seeking assistance from, whether it's Denise Juno herself or, past superintendents like Nancy Keenan. I think that they've done it before, and so I will be looking for their advice and wisdom for the best way to secure funding.
And when did you kind of decide that this was a job that you wanted?
Yeah, I was honored to receive a Presidential Award for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching in 2012. And part of that experience was a trip to Washington, D.C., where I got to partake in various professional development activities and collaborate and work with other educators from across the nation who had won the same award. And it wasn't really until that trip that I really became much more focused and aware how important elections are, even when it comes to education, because I met some amazing educators on that trip, and they were dealing with some challenges that I've just never had to deal with as a Montana educator, and that's largely in part because of who we've elected as our top officials. And so after that trip, I became much more just aware and cognizant that elections matter, and it's absolutely critical, I think, that we have a top educator in the position as superintendent.
I want to get your thoughts on Common Core, because I think that's going to be something that is brought up in this race. Mm-hmm. Well, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge Common Core advocate. I testified several times in the legislature for Common Core. You know, these standards that we currently have in Montana, I call them the Montana standards because that's what they are, and they absolutely had Montana educators' input, feedback all along the way and throughout that process. And I was one educator who happened to sit on several different committees during the implementation process before the standards were even adopted. The biggest part about these standards that I think is most advantageous for teachers and students is that they are far superior to the old standards because it's very clear on what a student needs to know or do upon leaving a grade level. It's very clear and laid out, and also opens up the doors for teachers to collaborate. I no longer am confined to just my school to rely on getting help. I can rely on teachers across the state and across the nation because we're all in this together. And so in terms of being a lifelong learner myself and really opening doors for my students in what I can prepare and help them learn, the door is just completely wide open because I can now talk to educators in all states.
Another topic that's kind of been in the newsier side of things is the ruling about the tax scholarships going to religious schools. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't know what I want to say about it. I will tell you, I think that our public tax dollars are best served going to public schools.
Do you think tax scholarships should go to religious private schools?
No.
And if you're elected to the superintendent of public instruction, what would you hope that the state's education system would look like after your term?
Huh, I don't know if I want to answer that. I would hope that I would continue the upward trend of more students graduating, more students being college or career ready, leaving Montana a better place. You know, I have four children of my own, and I very much want them to grow up to be happy, healthy, and productive citizens. And I want that for all Montana students.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Democratic candidate for Superintendent of Public Instruction, Melissa Romano. She's running against Elsie Arntzen, a Republican senator from Billings. We aired an interview with Arntzen yesterday. You can find both interviews on our website now at mtpr.org.